This effort is essential. For more information, visit quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Terra.
Yeah, well, I want more. Come here, baby.
all the people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, you got to be the one the people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
Yeah, I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous.
I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous.
I ain't been here long, so forgive me if I get this wrong. I get lost sometimes, literally I roam. I had to figure certain things out on my own. Make a phone call home to the ones I love. Shit crazy out here, hey, you high off drugs. To be real, man, I thought about pulling the plug so I can go fly high with the ones above. Yeah, I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me. Even though we buy chains, we just wanna be free. I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me. We just wanna be free.
The one the people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, you got to be the one the people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
Yeah, I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous.
I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
I'm only human.
The pros and the cons of being a bomb. Baby, you can have a ticket, might not be your time. But oftentimes I gotta remind myself to combine my thoughts and never deny my help. A whole lot richer and a whole lot quicker, but I had to slow it down cause I ain't no grave digger. White folks yelling, yo, that's a brave nigga. Paparazzi taking pictures like I'm in a cage, nigga. I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me. Even though we buy chains, we just wanna be free. I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me.
We just wanna be free.
You got to be the one the people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, you got to be the one the people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
Yeah, I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous.
I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous.
While we soak the hard boil till Hey everyone, you're listening to Venus Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and CKUT.ca online if you're listening there. And I'm going to let you know what songs I have been playing. So started off with Sudan Archives Confessions, Mariah, Shonen, Nissa, two songs by Nissa, The Swans and Life is Hard, Tear Whack, Peppers and Onions, and Algebra Suicide, Gist. And yeah, I hope you like what songs you've heard today. If you've been listening, going to keep playing music until around 1, and then Cal is going to take over. My name is Tegan. This is Venus Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, and it's 12:20 in the afternoon. We're here until 2 o'clock every week on Thursdays, playing music and hopefully making you feel happy and good with the music we pick, or not. Maybe other feelings. Any feelings. Callie, you're there.
I am. I was going to ask you, do you have an internal monologue?
Yes, I do. It's words. It's a lot of words. All the time.
Because, like, I don't know if you saw, there was, like, a viral article, or, like, I don't know. I just saw, like, chatter on the internet, I guess.
You sent me a Reels video on Instagram, but sure, an article, okay?
I did. I sent you a meme, but this was after I saw, like, some general chat. I actually saw that meme and sent it to you, and I thought it was funny, and then I realized that there was, like, some internet chatter about the subject.
But okay, and so some people don't have an inner monologue is what you're saying?
No, although from what I read many articles about it, to be honest, but I did read one that was like, there are like different types of thoughts. Like, it's not just like you have like words or no words in your head. There is like, you know, imagery and feeling and like unrealized thought, which is when you have a thought but it's not associated with like either words or images or whatever. And for a lot of people it's like a mix, because I do think that for me it's like a mix. Like, I have an internal monologue, but there's times where it's like very strong and there's times where I just have no thoughts in my head, or I should say no words in my head. But I guess for some people it's really strong one way or the other, and that is very...
I think for the most part for me it's words. But also like undoubtedly other things. I actually can't really visualize anything.
Oh, like, you have images. Like, that's like a thing too, right? Forget what it's called, but where you don't have like an inner eye.
I was kind of disappointed when I found out.
Yeah, I know, me too.
But yeah, it's like if you close your eyes and then try to visualize like an apple, like I don't see anything, like absolutely nothing. And some people, when they do it, they can see like what they're visualizing very clearly. Literally just can't. I don't see anything. It's just like I close my eyes and it's just
dark.
Back my eyelids.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't see anything when I close my eyes. I have like the thought in my head. Like, I don't see the word, but I just know like the thought is there.
And I know I would be able to recognize like an apple if I saw one, obviously.
Yeah.
I just like when I like close my eyes and think of an apple does not appear in front of me.
It's kind of confusing because the way some people describe it, like I close my eyes and expect to see one. I feel like I don't see it, but like the thought of an apple is still very strong, and it's not like the word apple. Like, it's like I can picture it, but I can't see it. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
That's okay.
I feel like this is the problem of trying to explain, like, you know, the nuances of what's going inside your head with, like, words, which are so, so shallow.
I don't think words are that shallow. I think maybe I've overcompensated over time with words and trying to be able to, like, describe things in detail, because when I close my eyes, I don't picture any solid visuals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's my hypothesis. That is based on just me and nothing else.
So there are, so you have like inner speaking, inner monologue.
Yeah.
Not as much like visual imagery.
No, not particularly. Unless I'm dreaming.
Yeah, same.
When your brain is just, like, having a party.
There's, like, other stuff. There's, like, a... Those are, like, two of, like, apparently five main ways of thinking. So there's also feelings, which is, like, you know, a conscious experience of an emotional process.
Yes, I definitely have feelings, but I find that I think about them using words a lot.
Interesting. I feel like I don't always. Like, sometimes, but... Like, the stronger, I feel like the stronger the feelings get, the less the words come through until it reaches, like, a breaking point, maybe. Okay, so the next one is unsymbolized thinking, which is where no word or image associated with thoughts, which I feel like I do have as well.
Wait, what is it?
Unsymbolized thinking means that there's no word or image associated with a thought.
Yeah, definitely.
Which I feel like when people say, like, no, when I heard that people had no internal monologue, I think that's kind of what I was picturing. I was like, what? Like, just empty head all the time? Which, like, is not actually true. Like, some people just think more in, like, images and feelings and stuff, I guess. But I do have a lot of unsymbolized thinking, I think. Or I kind of wish I had more. I wish my head was emptier, honestly. Like, there's too many words in there.
What is it called?
Unsymbolized thinking.
Unsymbolized thinking. Interesting.
And then, okay, so the fifth one is sensory awareness, which is paying attention to a sensory aspect of the environment for an unimportant reason. For example, hearing someone talk but seeing the light reflecting off their glasses, which is also...
That sounds like an ADHD thing.
It does. I mean, this is just like a CBC article. I don't know how scientific it is. This is like kind of... They're pulling from... this five main ways of thinking that they're pulling from is like based off of I think the work of like a psychology professor who studies inner experience, as they call it.
I see.
But I agree that I feel like sensory awareness is very much the way that it's described here. It sounds like an ADHD thing, but it also sounds like something that I do a lot. I'm focused a lot on like sensory things.
Cool.
But it is true that I don't think I have a lot of visual stuff.
Yeah, me neither. I do wish I did sometimes.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like at the end of the day, everyone is functioning around the same in terms of thinking and thought. Yeah. I mean, obviously there's like a, you know, different, like, vast differences between everyone. But at the end of the day, like, most people out there are like, doing fine with how they're thinking.
Yeah, it's true. I don't think that, like, I don't really necessarily want to put that much thought into how I think. I feel like that's maybe a trap.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's fun. Well, it depends. It's fun thinking about how you think. I think that's absolutely something that I do.
Yeah.
Not frequently, I guess, but often. And yeah, it's good. It's fun. It's like a little hall of mirrors that you can like go into at a carnival, but in your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you for answering that question.
No problem. Everyone, if you're listening, please think about what kind of how you're thinking. What are those categories called, would you say?
I mean, they're kind of just listed here as like, do you want me to just read them out again?
Well, there's like visual, unsymbolic, and feeling. And words, right? Oh, and feeling.
There's five. Sorry, I just swallowed some like fast.
Oh.
There's five main ways of thinking. There's inner speaking, inner seeing, feelings, unsymbolized thinking, and sensory awareness.
Speaking of sensory awareness, as you were listing those out, I was looking at the flashing buttons on my virtual DJ on my laptop, and I did not hear what you just said, but I think I remember them. It's fine.
I'll just send you the article.
Thank you. That'd be great. I would like to read that. And It is 12:29 in the afternoon. Calla and I are here until 2 o'clock. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Venus Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM. We've been talking about how we think, and now we're going to play some music. Again, we're going to keep playing music until 2 o'clock.
Cool.
Hopefully everyone likes it. Yeah. All right.
We'll talk to you in a bit. Bye.
I think it was a Saturday. After they learned the word pearls all pretty. Backwoods, back porch, trees so fitting. Grass so green, so sticky with the dew. So optical illusion, imaginary blue. A secondary lullaby that's sitting in the pew, breaking down another hue. My first love, so how you gonna leave and let the roaches in? I ain't got a bunch of money, walls is closing in. Remember the winter, December, you made me crazy. Every time I smoked, it looked like everyone was bald. I could see my insecurities depicted in the fog. Run, run, rabbit, don't follow the clock. Tic-tac, totally, undermining your thoughts. I need more exes, I need more hoes. I need less contentment, I need more clothes. Run, run, rampant, vapid, acid, candid. Smell too loud, my family couldn't stand it. A little weed is a little more love. Call it a rap. Alphabet, Alcatraz. I'm a letter, the map, and national caps. I'm chief and where the governor's at. I know 14 ghosts and they chasing a pack. That ain't shit to coy with, shit to toy with. These paper airplanes made a beautiful joystick. Ooh, smoking a cloud, throwing the towel. Boxed in, boxed out. Mr. Packety out, pack it aloud. Good as it gets, a couple of hits. One more cipher, then I'm calling a quit. Sweet Mary, Mary Jane. Sour patch,
turning down,
bubble gum,
cherry pop,
Swisher cocoa blanket.
Oh, the one that goes under the bridge. I thought I was listening to a band playing a song that shaded me. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. All the people just standing around. If all is right in the kingdom tonight, you know your place ain't in this town. Hey, hey, hey. Hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Sunday morning and the birds are lovely. Sunday morning and the birds are lovely. Sunday morning and the birds are...
All my raps whispering intelligence, unrelenting irrelevance, chiseled in the sediment, letterman on the late night scene. You don't know the half, Mr. Bubble Bath, epitaph jaded in the grass. What's that? A massacre, a mass appeal to Apple stores and raffle scores. I wonder who gonna win the lottery. If Google Maps could see my house, yo, I wonder who was watching me. Satellite hypocrisy, like, right up the block from me, right up the doctor fees. Another brown boy down, another mother crying, cause another brown boy found, and all you wanna do is smoke weed and write songs. Bang bang sound like violins. Poverty was made to doorframe all the violence. Knock knock and guess who's not there? The police. And guess who don't care? The people.
Sunday, Sunday morning,
and the birds are lovely.
Sunday, Sunday morning,
and the birds are lovely.
Sunday, Sunday morning,
and my mama love me, and my granny love me, and mommy love me. Do close your third eye and look what you realize, and look what you realize. Your water is privatized, your liquor is idolized. The government mastermind, now that's the Illuminati, and that's after your soul. Universal mind control, let me see you robot. Racism construct, let me see you robot. They would've ended war if war didn't make them rich. I ain't trying to help you smoke if you ain't trying to help me quit. Downtown dichotomy, I bet you I could politic. I could even paint Jackson where the Pollock sits. Baby Rabmo, concrete Satchmo, musicality, travesty. I'm a photo, shake me up. Like me glitter, like me thinner. Recapped, gingerbread snap, no Oprah or oxygen or darker skin. I'm the training ground for a rainbow. It's like Pop Pop Skittle Bag. Ask me where the riddle at, and I'll serve you Ritalin. Double coated and cinnamon. No harmony, just synonyms. Sunday hymns, praise the Lord. And the drugs that raised me, baptized in saline. They found my parachute under the rubble. I found redemption under the tunnels. Don't get trapped. Sunday, Sunday morning,
and the birds are lovely.
everyone.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Venus Radio on CKET 90.3 FM in Montreal and CKET.ca online. It's 12:49 in the afternoon now, and we're here until 2 o'clock. And Kala's going to take over the mix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to let you know what songs I've played in the last, 20 minutes. No Name, Mary Jane Love, Miley Star in the Kingdom, The Sugar Cube's Birthday, another No Name song, Sunday Morning, and Maxine Ashley, Girls. And yeah. Have you still been researching thoughts, Kala?
No, I stopped. I'll probably start again later, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I'm less interested in, I think, like the monologue thing, and more interested in like what the ratio is between like all the types of thoughts. Like, because I don't think it's just that, you know, you either have words in your head or you don't. I think it's probably more than that. It does make me wonder about, like, because one of, like, the things that I do love when I'm reading, like, interviews and stuff with people who make art in particular is I like hearing them, like, describe the process. Like, you know how there's some musicians who are like, yeah, like, it works, like, it has to work intuitively, or it has to work kind of, like, structurally with words first. Like, I feel like I want to ask all those people how much of an inner monologue they have. Like, I'm so curious.
I have a feeling that it just varies completely between everyone, though.
I think so, too.
Like, I feel like it's not like artists particularly are biased towards one type of thinking versus another. It's probably very different.
Well, yeah, I assume that. I'm more wondering about how that inflects in their work, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, better start asking.
Yeah, I guess so, right? I put a poll up on my Instagram story, but I don't think that
counts. What's the poll?
It just says, do you have an inner monologue or not?
Do most people have an inner monologue?
Yeah, actually, most people who've replied to the poll. I will be honest, there are some people in my life where, like, when I found out that, you know, some people don't have an internal monologue, like, these people popped into my head, and I was like, I wonder if that person, like, doesn't have one. I suspect they don't, so I kind of want to ask them. And then there's some people who I'm like, ooh, they probably have, like, a really strong internal monologue, but I'm going to wait until I can ask them in person. I'm not going to start messaging people willy-nilly being like, please tell me about how you think. That seems a bit invasive.
Perhaps it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's 12:52 in the afternoon. We are on for another hour, and Kala is going to take over the mix.
Yep. We're going to start.
Do you have any idea of what you want to go for today?
Yeah, we're going to start with a song that our dear friend Patricia showed me, called Bad and Bougie by Coco Mamba. It's a Migos cover. Because I like listening to this song in the winter.
Yeah.
In the music video, she's, like, in a hot tub, and it's, like, in the middle of winter, and it's, like, outside, and it's a mood.
The dream. We all want our own hot tubs for the winter. Yeah. Our own personal hot tubs, because we can't share them right now.
For real.
All right. Well, I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah. You already know what you're listening to. It's Venus Radio. It's 12:52. We'll talk to you soon. Here is Bad and Bougie by Coco Mamba.
Bitch, I'm bad and bougie, sipping champagne in jacuzzis. My homegirls be savage, ruthless. You come in 100, I'll keep it 100. Yeah, bitch, I'm bad and bougie, sipping champagne in jacuzzis. My homegirls be savage, ruthless. You come in 100, I'll keep it 100. No, I'm not.
not the type to ever call you right back. Never let a nigga ever keep me off track. Always said the comforts and emotion I lacked. Now you mad cause I be making money, that's whack. If you cannot take it, I will see you on the flip side. When they try control me, I be dipping like a riptide. Hollow like a windpipe, catch me on the next flight. Cause I see you really got me fucked up like a fist fight. Bitch, I'm bad and bougie, sipping champagne in jacuzzis. My homegirls be savage, ruthless. You come in 100, I'll keep it 100. Yeah, bitch, I'm bad and bougie, sipping champagne in jacuzzis. My homegirls be savage, ruthless. You come in 100, I'll keep it 100. Really gon' pretend like this is shit you ain't know. Knew I started something that I wanted to grow. I didn't even really wanna be at this show. But nobody checking for a girl who lay low. If you cannot take it, I will see you on the flip side. When they try control me, I be dipping like a riptide. Hollow like a windpipe, catch me on the next flight. Cause I see you really got me fucked up like a fist fight. Bitch, I'm bad and bougie, sipping champagne in jacuzzis. My homegirls be savage, ruthless. You come in 100, I'll keep it 100. Yeah, bitch, I'm bad and bougie, sipping champagne in jacuzzis. My homegirls be savage, ruthless. You come in 100, I'll keep it 100. Filled up with apologies, save it for monogamy. My love is like Monopoly, bet your money fall for me. Don't know why you try your luck, cause I'd be just a wasted buck. I taught myself to give no fucks to love and would be kinda tough. Try to clean the slate for you, but pride prevents me too. Even those I thought were true, like a sore from punctured wounds. Try to clean the slate for you, but pride prevents me too. Even those I thought were true, like a sore from punctured wounds.
I'm gonna help you see. Remember how off that was?
Right here?